There are two white triangles, which is dimly lit, two standing rectangles with a pink glow that varies in strength, and a symbol consisting of two intersecting segments of circles between two vertical bars. One vertical rectangle reacts when I talk to him and like has to follow my voice. From the belt goes two rails of the chest up to a metal ring that he has around his neck, and the rails are three white round plates, two on his right side and one on his left. On his left shoulder is a small box with two buttons and something that looks like a plug. Insert his drawing of the Et. Both persons are similar, except that the other has a bag or box that hangs on the side and something like a tuning fork. I wonder what will happen now and why they made contact. We want to know if you are still interested in keeping your promise to us as a contact. If so, and you will get all the information required to be able to maintain contact with us and the others. I say yes to their question and wonder in my turn, if they can tell where they come from. We are very far from here, but from a place in the same system as the Earth is in. We have stations at close range, including the Earth in three different locations. You have been on two of them, down in the seas. The third site is located on the surface, but hidden to be non-detectable by you. The on Earth's surface is the oldest. Then we have another six stations on different planets, but I cannot say which. Are these planets far from Earth? A 2 days trip. I've been on your home planet, it seems to not be so far away. You've never been to our true home planet, but only a few of our stations. But we're there for many years at a time, so in a way, you have still been at home with us. I wonder also how they can move their vehicles so quietly and quickly, and sometimes more or less invisible, and about their vehicles also powered by coal and metal as this strange lamp. They respond that the slate and the carbon and magnesium are included, though it is a long and costly procedure to convert it into fuel. But once it's done, it is enough to give light between 1 and 3 years. To charge these batteries, it takes vast amounts of electricity. When I ask how big the batteries are, he takes out of his drawer a small box, about 10 centimeters in high form, a Montev car 1 liter. He said that I would be able to drive a car so long that the car would have time to be worn several times before the battery is half discharged. He can also regulate the strength of the light from the lamp that stands before us. I ask if there will be some waste products from the manufacture or use. The formation of a gas that is harmless to us, but unfortunately, it has happened that some of you who have been in contact with us has been sick and in some cases death. We're doing the work to make it safe even for you, but before it is finished, we cannot share that knowledge. I ask why do I have not become sick, when I obviously have been exposed to it several times. You have received a so-called antidote, which is also costly and time-consuming to produce. The antidote was the gray liquid that you drink. When I asked if I can take a photo of them before we separate, he answers that we are not quite ready for it yet, but I'll get to that later. I wonder if I can touch the costume he is wearing? Please. He says, looking at his friend, smiling a little tricky. Before I put the index finger on his costume, I see that one of the triangles in the belt starts to flash, more intense the closer my finger comes, and at the touch, it burns so that the pain makes me scream, and pull back your finger. I try it again, and it feels normal, so they obviously can instantly regulate the temperature in the suit. I am told that it is made of a sort of metal fibers. I say that I wondered how they could be underwater without a special diving suit. Our dress is very special, he says. With the help of it we can create an invisible energy field around us who run away the water for a short time, dictants. He takes himself to the shaft where the little box sits, then he goes against me. When he is on a half meter away, it feels as if an invisible wall press me to the side. When it's time for us to part, he makes a movement of the belt, and after a while he lifts off the ground. Just after to the other do the same. I see them 15-20 feet up, and they're gone. Halfway home in the car, I spotted a light on the road, it flashes a few times and it's gone. It must have been them. The last meeting, 890729, it's been a while since we met, but now it has happened again. I was contacted, but not in the usual way. I was heading into town on a bicycle, when I just in front of our police and fire department faced an unknown to me, walking man's person, waving at me to stop. I wonder what he wants? He says just three words, the meeting place tonight. He crosses the street and go in between the houses. When I have calmed down, he is already gone. The day goes, I go to the meeting place and sit down and wait. After 10-15 minutes, two people went up to me, he who saw before and Jenny. They sit down on the bridge in front of me, and they tell me that it would not be so long a meeting. I also know that the man is one of the observers, and that there are thousands more deployed for the same purpose. We talk a bit about me personally, about my future book, and any responses from my family and friends. After the conversation about me and mine, the man rises, and goes some distance away and sits down. When I look in his direction, then another person turned up. They get up and goes along to the beach, only to disappear behind some bushes and trees. Who the other was, I do not get any knowledge of. When I ask Jenny about the reason for this meeting, she says that it is the most boring and negative things that she should talk to me about, but also some positives. She says I should be on my guard, for now it has started to happen things around the world, and all suggest the same thing. It will probably be a war, which will hit large parts of the world's population. It will be so devastating, that you are probably to be hit by a wave of diseases that you cannot remedy. It is not usual radiation damage but something else entirely. She is also willing to tell what it is about but do so in the end. She talks about the Delephs' extinction by themselves, and with us it will be the same. The damage that comes from this radiation, which we call the return radiation, is the worst and to you an unknown effect. Typically, it turns bones, teeth and nails more or less, to a fine powder. It may take several years after any given radiation, but it can also go in seconds. The body also remains intact. I ask her how to detect and cure for such damage. You cannot discover it until it's too late. Once you have got it, so there is no turning back. She asks me if I have had a toothache at some point, real pain. Think you such pain in all teeth and fingers and toenails? Add then the pain in every bone in your body and think that this may continue for several years. If you are lucky, it can all be over in a day or so seconds. You sit on a chair or be out for a walk, when without warning the bones in your body goes up in smoke. You just fall apart like a shapeless mass, and soon after you are dead. Think you that you go on the street and meet someone who just gets a heap of meat before your eyes, or that you come home and find yours are a quivering heaps on the floor. I can tell you, it really will be like that, if war breaks out, even if your doctors and scientists do not believe it. But say hello to them from me. They will discover this and much more in case of a war. As I said, there is no cure once you are radiated, but it can be prevented in a very simple way. I will give you a recipe for a very good and unusual drink, as it is for us only known cure. Actually, I need not tell this to you, because you know your place in it. I do not really understand what she means by the last, although I've heard it many times before, nor will I care for to ask. Both this and many other things I had planned to ask questions about, is blown away. This was apparently the negative that she had to say. Further, the conversation to a large extent was about me as an individual. But I learned that within a 3-year time, they plan to contact a number of persons of both sexes. I wonder if they let me be allowed to visit their home planet, but is told that none of us have actually been there. We have only seen some bases that they use. Their real home is so far out that it takes years to get there. As usual, I forget to ask where their home base is located, and the conversation slips into small talk about a little of everything, including this book that we should give out. So it's time to be parted again. The last thing she says is, "Say hello to Soon, who was the co-author of this book in Swedish, from me. He is not so stupid." Remark, Soon was the co-author of this book in Swedish. We bid farewell for now, but I am already waiting for next. When a friend and I, Rune, visited and interviewed Antti in his home in South Sweden in the year 2000, he said he had had more meetings, that probably would turn out on another book, but I have not been in contact with him since then. Link to more contact cases and on Scandinavian languages here.